I'm joined again by a new guest, a wonderful guest from International Critics Week, and I'm talking about Green Zeng. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, no, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, of course, because we always want to talk about films, and we always want to talk about it with the direct protagonists of the films and what's best than actually a director. And in fact, I want to talk about your film here in competition for International Critics Week, and it's called The Return. So I know that it's the first question is always a bit hard to answer, but let's introduce the film for our audience. So what's The Return about?
The film is about a man who returns home after many years away in a detention center. He was arrested for being a communist. And when he was a very young man. And when he gets back home, he's an old man. And he embarks on a journey of atonement and reconciliation with people and places that he has been separated for many years.
Yeah, that's, you know, you describe it wonderfully, but unfortunately, of course, the audience hasn't seen it yet, because the images with which we get told this are incredibly powerful, although they very subdued and your tone is very subtle. But just that moment at the beginning, that is the introduction, of course, this return home that spans more than 30 years. And you really sense from the very first frames that, you know, something has been taken away. Something, you know, a person lost the best years of his life. How was your approach as a writer, of course, as a director, with this sort of, you know, this big event is completely away from it? So it's almost as if we have the introduction and the ending, the epilogue. Yeah. So how was your approach as writer to keep this sort of mood in the film?
The film is about time, actually. I think one of the motives of the film is about time. And how a man's time is being taken away, a man's time is being returned. And so in a way, the film is, when the audience watch the film, is about experiencing time in that film of the protagonist. So we use a lot of devices in the film. One of them is the long sequential shots, and also how we blend the past and the present together in one shot in a lot of the scenes, and also various devices. I think this is one of the things that you can look out for in the film. Yes.
And another thing also that kind of communicates this is also the sort of dialogue, maybe the unwanted dialogue between man and the surroundings. So, you know, modern day Singapore, with, in retrospect, of course, with a man that he should be 30 and more years younger, but now he's actually an old man. Yep. In a new surrounding. And how did you work with the actor? So trying to, you know, of course, as you said, is this concept of atonement and reconciliation, but also an impossible reconciliation with the infrastructure and what Singapore stands today.
Yes. First of all, yes, the film is about Singapore. Singapore is actually one of the main characters of the film, the city itself, because when he was arrested, the protagonist, he was just a very young man, and the city was still very undeveloped. And now when he comes back, it's such a big difference. And one of the big difference that at least the protagonist experience is sound, and the various changes in the landscape. You can see, if you have ever been to Singapore, you'll see that there's nothing in Singapore that stays the same. If you go there a few months later, it will change. You know, like Italy, when you come here maybe 2 years later, the buildings are still there. But in Singapore, it changes almost every day, every month. So it's for a man who's being arrested for maybe like 30 or 20 years, and when he comes back, it's a big change. And we took a long time looking for this actor. I first saw him 2 years, maybe 2.5 years ago. And he's the first actor I saw, but I didn't really think he was suitable. Mm. And after 2 years, 2.5 years later, I saw him again after looking for many, many actors. And I realized that actually he was the one that I wanted to use in the film. Yes.
And You're a multidisciplinary artist, and of course here we also talk about something incredibly delicate and relevant in Singapore's history. So we go back, as you said, around the 63, 65, so that's when the ISA in Singapore started to take suspected and alleged communists and put them pretty much into prison without a trial. That really happened. This is not fiction at all. And as you said, they released them when they were considered harmless, so when they were already old men. And have you ever thought of using other art media, or you thought that actually the nature of film and also this constant idea of development in film was the best way to narrate it?
Yes. Besides filmmaking, I'm also a visual artist. In fact, my art practice has examines historiography and history writing and its relationship with the Singapore identity. So in a lot of my artworks, I've already done issues or themes related to history and of course people who have been detained by the by this law, this act, which is called the Internal Security Act. And however, if you watch this film, right, it is a combination of all the artworks that I've done so far, but it's actually a very self-contained film. You don't have to really see my artwork before to really appreciate this film. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. And also, I'm glad you say that you talk about the Detained Without Trial. This is a film that's very different from any other prisoner film. It's a film about someone who's been detained without trial, which is very, very different. He has never been to any court of law or anything, and he's been arrested just like that without knowing why. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what do you think it's, especially when you deal with a historical happening, did you ever feel while writing the film, or of course shooting it, that you had some sort of duty, or anyway, some sort of almost a burden not to change facts? And also that's maybe why your film is so subtle in the way that it approaches this very delicate matter.
I never felt a burden to in talking about history, because first of all, I must understand that I'm an artist, I'm not a historian. My main job is to invent and be creative. And although the film are based on real life detainee, exile, whatever, but that's not my role to present truth. My role is to invent. Yeah, that's one of the main reason why I don't feel the burden at all.
And of course, you've been awarded already by being here, and I'm really happy that your film has been selected for the official competition, International Critics Week. And what's going to be next then? Because for your art world.
Hopefully I make another film. The next one, maybe. We were still working on the films, and we have various projects, but it's still it's about which film to present, which film to work on, because the filmmaking, it takes a long time to work on it.
Very long.
Yeah, so we have to really consider about which film to do. So, yeah.
We'll see. In the meantime, best of luck again for the return.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.